Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us today here in another one of the in the series of Read the Word, where we're reading the Bible through chronologically. And as we began the year in January, talking about the majestic Word of God, it just seems to get grander and grander and grander the farther we go.
Amen.
And we've seen God go from Adam and Eve to establishing a nation, bringing them out of slavery, wiping out the enemy, and then just continually having to do the same thing over and over and over and over. And you know what's awesome? The Old Testament and the Old Covenant, they didn't have Jesus inside of them. For such a time as this, you and I came to this kingdom. Aren't you glad you were born in the New Covenant, where you actually get to have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit living right in here? John chapter 14, verse 23. We will come and make our abode inside of you. And that's what you and I have. And that's why nobody will be able to stand before him and say, I didn't know. He's going to point to 10 million things in their life and said, I showed you there, I showed you there, I showed you there, I showed you there. And we might as well just say, hey, God, show me now with my eyes wide open.
Amen.
Anyways, I've gone to preaching and it's just the opening. Let's pray our opening prayer, 150. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that's interesting. I can tell one of you are saying, that seems like an awful selfish prayer, Pastor. Well, let me explain that to you in 10 seconds. If I don't know God first, how do I ever bring him to you? That took 5 seconds. If you don't have any money, how are you going to bless anybody? If you don't know who God is, how are you going to tell them who God is? You got to know first. You ready? I want you to open your Bible and look with your eyes while I read this and read it with me. Those of you that don't read well, learn to read out loud with me. I'm not too much of a speed reader. Thus, I'm preaching, and sometimes I get that way. But 335, Psalm chapter 3. The Lord helps his troubled people. Divine protection. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son, who was after him, going to kill his own dad. We just read about it. Messed up. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. Selah, pause and think about it. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept, and I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Right there's a verse. God's blessing is on his people. So in order to have God's blessing, what should you probably do? Become one of his people. And God said, I'll be to you a God, and you will be my people, and I'll be your father, and you'll be my children. Oh, thank you, Father. Chapter 4, 535. The safety of the faithful. To the chief musician with a stringed instrument. It was a lead guitar. A psalm of David. Wah! Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? He's talking to his own son. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your bed. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. I think that's
a tongue twister.
I think that's what my mom was trying to say to me when I was a kid. Meditate within thy bed and be still. She just said, if you don't go to sleep, I'm going to give you the stick. Love you, Mom. Hope you're with me tonight. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Put your trust in the Lord. Now, guys, you got to delineate it. You can't act like David acted in this day and get what David got in his day. We are in a different day. Our righteousness, we get righteousness by asking for it, not by making a sacrifice. You see that in verse 5. Somebody help me. I'm just preaching tonight. I haven't preached enough today is what it is. Verse 6. There are many who say, well, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Two psalms in a row talking about sleep. Here we go. I've read a lot of psalms in my life, just never read those two together, I guess. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Maybe the Father's trying to tell you something.
The Father's trying to tell me something. I didn't even say anything. Did you see that? That was good. For all of you men, you should have been paying attention to the screen because I kept my mouth shut. Psalm 12, 840. Help, Lord. For the godly man ceases. For the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. James says, don't have a double heart. Single-minded. Yes. 3, may the Lord cut off all the flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of fire, purified 7 times. You shall keep them, O Lord, You shall preserve them from this generation. The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. There's a whole lot in that one. 10:15, Psalm 13. Blue 42, go along. Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? And you and I can't say that because he lives in us. How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God, enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say I've prevailed against him, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 28, 11:25. Rejoicing in answered prayer. Says David, he's going to rejoice for answered prayer. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock, do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit, hell. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. See, that's the old covenant. We're not under that covenant anymore.
Yeah.
You're the sanctuary. That's not a long bony finger of condemnation. That's a finger that says you. Verse 3, do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and he's my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also. Bear them up forever. He did it. Jesus came to this earth. The work is already done. You don't have to ask God to do any more work. It's already done. You need to ask God to help you avail yourself to the work that's already been done. Psalm 55, double nickel. That's just for the old truck drivers and CB radio operators. Coffee makes the Bible better. 14:17. Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily. That's not funny to laugh when somebody's moaning. Noisily, it just was humorous to me the way it was said. Well, I understand. Some of you are in this position, and I'm not mocking you in any sense of the word, because I've been there. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me. And in wrath, they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Faithfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. Now, that's very accurate for David in the Old Testament. That's not accurate for you and I with Jesus living on the inside of us. All that stuff may be around us. God's inside of us. I'm going to get some of you to get this picture yet. God is inside of us. Verse 6, so I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander afar off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in its midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets. I mean, David's not there. His son is trying to overthrow him. Verse 12, for it's an enemy who reproaches me. Who reproaches me? Then I could bear it. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me. I knew I wasn't saying it right. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion, and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, walked to the house of God in the throng. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there are many against me. God will hear and afflict them. He who abides from old, Selah, because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. He has put forth his hands against those who are at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you,
amen,
O Lord. Now, you and I have to realize that that was David and that was old covenant. That's the old way of life. And we're in a different position than he is. And I'm saying this on purpose because if we start speaking like David did over the people that's in our life today, there's a lot of it that David did you'll get in trouble by God for. Because he's not willing that any should perish, even the most wicked. God wants to make it. And what man do we want to burn in hell forever away from the presence of God? I don't. Now, you may not have the same opinion as me, but I encourage you to get it because what you sow in mercy, you reap in mercy.
Yeah.
And if Jesus isn't willing that any should perish, neither am I. Now, I pray for God to bring them to their senses right away. Why? Because these wicked people that are killing babies left and right out of the womb, that's perverse. That's wicked. That's vile. That's vile. And God said he gives him over to a reprobate mind. And I'm not going to dance and shout about it because they're going to go to hell. But my prayer is, may every person around them leave them immediately and leave them standing all by themselves so that they come to their senses and change. Yeah. Saul of Tarsus was killing people in the name of God. And God, well, Jesus showed up to take Paul out on that day on the road to Damascus. My personal opinion is Jesus said, hey, dude. And Saul hit the dirt. And when he hit the dirt, he's like, Lord, what do you want? The New King James in King James says, you know, God said this to him. I think Jesus said, you made the right choice, Buster. Because the anointing, me, Jesus, had showed up to destroy you, the yoke. Because the anointing destroys the yoke and removes the heavy burden from his people. I mean, David's his own son he's talking about in those Psalms. But it doesn't matter. His own son in the Old Testament, when your son mocked you, you took him out in the street and stoned him. Did you hear that thunderous silence? I want to pray the prayer of salvation with you today, 21:50. Because you might not know Jesus, and you might say, Pastor, that's exactly how I feel, what that guy was saying. I know. And there's a bunch of political leaders and the perverse that are just continually going more and more perverse, like McDonald's giving themselves over to witchcraft now. If you didn't see that article, you better go look it up. What a horrible, wicked thing that is. You need Jesus.
We need the boycott.
You need Jesus in your life. If the believers will boycott McDonald's like they did Disney, we'll watch both of them fall.
Yeah.
And if you're a believer and you own a McDonald's, find something else to own. Sell it now. Because the believers aren't going to put up with it, and they're going to feel it. Because we're going to vote with our wallet. Oh, my goodness. I'm in the prayer of salvation. I need you to continue to hold the card up that says prayer of salvation. No, see, this world is getting more and more wicked, darker and darker, and you need God on the inside. Being born again, getting saved, receiving Jesus as your Savior. But really, what happens is because of the blood of Jesus, you're reconciled with the Father, and all of your sins are washed away.
Amen.
Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my
and
life.
According to John 3:16,
when
I believe in you,
you
give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the
third day. And rose to be seated by the Father.
And rose to be seated by the Father.
To give me life.
To give me life.
Ready? Put your arms out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your
mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your
righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Take your blood and wash away all my sins.
Take your blood and wash away all of my sins.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
If you just prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. You're now born again. Mm-hmm. You're now, I want to call you a believer because I don't know about what Christians are. You didn't join a church. You didn't get a denomination. You found God and you're now in a perfect relationship with him. Restored. The old things have passed away and all things have become new. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came to live inside of you. That's why all of a sudden you feel clean. You feel like, wow. The light of the world, Jesus, just came to live on the inside of you. You've now been made an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And you said, fill me with your righteousness. Use his righteousness to fight that sin that you want to be so free from. I've got about 5 really good messages on the righteousness of God that you need to hear. Send me an email. Send me a text. Send me a message. Go to my YouTube page. Look up the list. I got a playlist. It's The Reality of Righteousness. It'll be good for you. You'll enjoy it. Send me a question. Send us a prayer request. We want to help you walk with God. That's my place in your life every day. Right there in the notes is my email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. The website is samueljcottle.com. It's my name. It makes it easy. samueljcottle.com. And any way that we can help you walk with God. 37 nations around the world are listening with us, whoever you are, wherever you are. Find a way to contact us because we'd love to be able to say, hey, this nation is listening, and maybe you can't do that. But we want to have you with us in Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just keep talking. I've got a lot of talk in me today. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus
is
Lord. See you soon. Right here. And read the word.